This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Coronavirus cases around the world have climbed to all-time highs of more than 330,000 per day as the virus comes storming back across Europe and spreads with renewed speed in the U.S., forcing many places to reimpose tough restrictions eased just months ago. London is among many European cities going into stricter lockdown. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, warns of a tough winter ahead for Londoners as their city joins others in Europe heading into a tighter lockdown again to battle a mounting second wave of COVID-19. It comes into effect from midnight on Friday when the capital moves from a medium to high risk category under the government's three-tier system. Paris and other major French cities will be under nightly curfews for 4 weeks starting Saturday, while Germany hit its daily record of more than 6,600 new cases on Wednesday. It has, however, been less badly hit than the UK, Spain, Italy, and France.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing the country's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, over the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration's pushing a declaration from a group of scientists supporting the concept of herd immunity, the idea that a disease will stop spreading once nearly everybody has contracted it.
We just got to look that square in the eye and say it's nonsense.
On ABC News' Good Morning America, Fauci says the idea that the nation can protect the vulnerable while just letting COVID-19 run rampant is total nonsense. There will be too many people unprotected.
Hospitalizations and deaths.
COVID-19 has already killed nearly 217,000 people in America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This